We in the building.
We here.
Hotel.
Back home.
Big Herb. Mac.
We ain't been in here in a minute.
Rob the Great.
We ain't been here in a minute.
It's been a while.
And where Rob been, definitely.
Where the hell you been, man?
Wow.
First off, Malik Rashid.
Yeah.
Where you been, bro?
Big city hopping. You know what I mean? Developing artists and kind of thrust me kind of back in, not back, but back into the middle of the universe. So been seeing a lot of labels.
How's that feel though? To kind of be back like a young artist, hungry, a new space. Like, how's that feel?
It feels really good, to be very honest. I'm full of gratitude about it. One, because A&R, music, whatever, identifying talent, this is what I do. Like, that's I'm tethered to it. I will be, until I'm no longer here, I will be tethered to it. So with that being sort of my artist proposition, as you would say, to be connected to this young man, who I'll be comfortable talking about more in a week and giving more on it or so, I mean, just a generational talent. Like, we don't get those a lot. You know what I mean? Like, people can say whatever, but this kid is a generational talent. He's a genre-defining talent. He's going to be the entry point, I feel like, for the culture to grasp, to put their hands and arms around, like, a different space. So I'm super excited. He's a joy to be around. And it just feels good. It feels good to hear amazing songs. Like, I love to be around amazing songs and talent and songwriters. And it's a blessing, man. So we've been running around seeing a lot of people, you know what I'm saying? New York, Nashville, Miami, Atlanta, I don't know, LA a couple times. And it's just an amazing process. And then the process of him writing songs and, it's just been a joy, man. So I'm super, super, super excited. Super excited. How's everything over at the spot the house that you built?
All good, man. It's good to be busy again. I think the time away and what we have been doing the past year helped me get out of a space where it definitely wasn't depression, but like a funk. Of where it was just kind of like you wake up daily and you're just like, oh, all right, I got some things to do. But you know what I mean? Like, there's the flow of energy, the creativity, like, just wasn't there. And I feel like a lot of people were in that space. So, I mean, it feels good just to be able to be around creatives again and being able to build things again. I think that's where I'm the most comfortable, is like, the building of things, you know what I mean? Whether it's from ground zero or it's reimagining things. I don't think you can ever reinvent, but you can reimagine.
Improve on science.
Yeah. So that's just a good space to be. And, you know, that and just getting healthy again and staying busy boxing. We playing pickleball now, which I was hating on. My cousin, shout out Terrence, had been telling me for like months and months and months, like, pickleball, and I was still, until we went and played, and I was like, damn, it's actually a lot of running in this, even though the court is smaller, but it was a great workout, and the whole fam's playing. So, man, just trying to get healthy, like, people is dropped in left and right, the food is bad, like, you know, it's just easy to kind of get complacent. So I think breaking up the routine and, you know, always challenging yourself for what's next. You know, we cooking up, as y'all can see.
I was about to get to that. You cooking. You know, we cooking. But you cooking.
We cooking. Shout out Rob helping me build this out. But, you know, exciting things, man.
Rob, where you at?
And just proponent of teaching myself things and learning from other people. And, you know, excited about that.
Super, super. Yo, listen again. The shirt, super fire. And while we're sitting here, man, I want to give you your flowers. Like, so obviously, you know, people know, like, this is, it's a team, but sometimes on a team, there is someone that some nights he's just got to take more shots or he's got to score a little bit more. And it's not always, that's just the way of teams. But I wanted to let you know that if I don't say it enough, I appreciate it, because I feel like for the last couple of maybe 2 months or so, or maybe even a little bit more, you've been the Sweet Life's Michael Jordan. Like, you have literally, you've been carrying it on your back. And, you know, I was going through some things, again, that I'm not ready to disclose yet. But regardless of that, you have been just steadfast, man. And I think a lot of times what can create animosity or just weirdness within a team is if someone doesn't acknowledge, like, hey, I acknowledge you. So I want to tell you, I acknowledge what you've been doing for us. And I'm so I'm proud to be a party of this with you. And more importantly, man, just again, thank you for carrying us. And you know, we can't win a championship without you. So I appreciate it.
Likewise too. And you know, I'm glad that you're, you know, because sometimes I need to take a step back and realize, like, when you're in a personal space that's not good, it affects everything, you know what I mean? And sometimes we're not sensitive to those things. So I'm glad, and I've seen, like, the shift in the energy and, you know, the happiness and where you're good, because that stuff matters, man. Like, we all have to be comfortable, and we all have to be excited to be able to thrive and go out and put up, you know, our best efforts. And like I said, we're all going to have down days, and the whole thing of brotherhood, sisterhood, teamwork is, you got to be able to lift each other up.
Yeah,
you know, and a lot of times, especially as men, as Black men, a lot of it is putting ego to the side and pride. You know, I know that's always been something of mine that, you know, can be a hindrance or a blocker for sometimes. But, you know, I know what we're building here. You know, I still firmly believe that it's amazing. Like, you know, people send us emails. Like, I meant to forward you this email that this college student sent us that's actually going to be interning at CAA. But he was just like, you guys, the show has been like a breath of life for me with things that I'm going through. And we get a lot of that, man.
Yeah,
and
I get a lot of DMs where it's like, I matter of fact, one of the homies who I don't get to speak to as much, he was like, man, I just want to salute you. And I was like, for what? And he was like, yo, man, the show is just so dope. And I was like, man, like, sometimes we don't even know. Like, we don't know the impact that we're having. He was like, listen, you're having an impact. And you just like, okay. And you can't quantify those things.
Yeah.
You can't quantify. I mean, they're like, we feel it. It reverberates through us. But like, trying to, and that's sometimes I think the problem with just art or whatever you're trying to do, you're going by other people's metrics. Mm-hmm. And that can be such a hindrance to you, as opposed to you really like leaning in and being like, I don't give a fuck what this is saying. I know I'm moving people. I know I'm moving people. I'm showing up, and I know that they are impacted. And that's why we do it. We do it for service. Like, we always say, this show is about the human condition. Like, we are, and not that we're doctors or anything, but we're just coming from a place of experience. And that's all we can offer. And I hope that our experiences and the things that we have been very open and transparent about are helping people. And if they are, then we are definitely hitting the target.
Yeah, yeah, because I mean, if you rely on the algorithm and people, it'll always be like, stop doing what you're doing.
You always be chasing.
Stop chasing that, because you're not good enough. So, you know, kudos to us, man.
Fuck the algorithm. Fuck the algorithm.
Switching up gears. We got a big fight coming up soon, man. Another one. Like, boxing is
big. What are they doing? Like, they fighting. They fighting. That's what we doing.
But we got
fighting,
Canelo and Charlo.
Is that going to be?
It's all good. What you think?
Wow. Man. Houston going to be mad at me.
Houston, we have a problem.
Houston, we have a problem. I think, you know, the Charlo brothers are tremendous boxers. And you know what? More importantly, I saw an interview with I think it was Jamel, who's fighting Canelo. And he talked about his growth. And so I love that for the young boy. I love to see him grow. He talked about, like, man, I was out here getting in trouble. I was doing X, Y, and Z. But now I'm in a different space. I'm focusing on my family. I'm focusing on my growth. I'm focusing on a different iteration of me. And I love that. And that's why it does. I'm truly being honest that it, like, makes me feel a way to have to say, though, I think he's going to get knocked out. Yeah. I do not see this shit going past six rounds. I just think Canelo is far too big. This is a different environment. The Charlos have been involved in huge fights, but this is different. This is Canelo. This is Vegas. This is different.
Yeah, and I think with Canelo too, like, he experience. Was he was a slugger, but now he's turned into a boxer. As you get older, you turn into a technician.
Yeah.
And he's still strong. Like, he still can lay you out. So
Oh, yeah.
I just think that combination, and that dude is just he's an ox in there. And he's just seasoned, man. He just knows, and he hasn't been beat up a lot to the point where he's, like, in the, what, like they like to say, he's lost a step.
Yeah.
I think he's just a smarter fighter now, and the strength. And, you know, I think also too, you know, he's going to win in a dominant fashion, but still excited for that.
No, I'm still excited for that fight. And that fight leads to another thing real quick. So I've been hearing all the talk, like, yo, Bud needs to go up to 168 to fight Canelo. Like, that's a fight that Bud wants. I am a Terrence Bud Crawford fan. Everybody who knows me knows that that is the truth. But Terrence is not fighting no Canelo at 168. Hell, that's not fucking happening. It's too much. I think the real fight. So if Canelo beats Charlo in a dominant fashion, like knocks him out, because that's who Bud is supposed to fight next. He's actually supposed to fight Charlo next. That's, like, next on the docket. But if he beats him in such a dominant fashion, fans are not gonna clamor to see that fight. It's gonna lose a little bit of its lust. So I was like, yo, so what's the fight? Is it Keith Thurman? Fuck no. He's been super inactive. And the last fight that we saw him, or fight ago, was losing to Manny Pacquiao, who's way over the hill. So one time Keith Thurman, two time, three times, how many ever times they fight, you ain't got nothing for Bud. That's not happening. So that's not the fight. So I'm like, what is the fight? And the fight is for Bud to stay at 147 and maybe agree to a catch weight, but not on that rehydration bullshit, you know what I'm saying? But a catch weight of like 144. And the fight is Bud and Tank. That's the fight. That's the mega fight. That's 75,000-80,000 seats sold out in Allegiant with no problem.
Yeah.
That's the biggest money fight we are going to see that's the fight. They're both holding the cards, and the cards say that they should fight each other. Tank says he wants to fight him. Tank can fight at 140. I think Tank will be comfortable at 144. Bud is comfortable at 144. Super disciplined, but that should be his last fight at that kind of a weight. But that's the only fight that makes sense. Neither one of them, like Shakur Stevens, don't make sense for dude, because there's no pay-per-view. There's no fanfare. We know it's going to be a good fight, but it's 2 years away before it should be made. The fight that should be made right now is Terrence Bud Crawford and Tank, period. 144 catch weight. Yo, Al Haymon, make it happen. 80,000, Allegiant. What's our boy? We interviewed him.
Marcel Reese.
Go ahead and get Allegiant Stadium in there and get these boys to fight, man.
I don't know, man. Maybe you should have stepped out of music and went to be a boxing promoter.
It's the only fight that works.
Don King right here.
But
it is
yeah,
true.
But without the hair, look. You know what I'm saying? But like
Bald King.
Baldy King. You know what I'm saying? That's what's up, man. I hope they get to it, but yeah, man, excited about everything. You know, we got a lot of dope episodes coming down the pipe. And
to work.
Yo, we back to work, bro. Hey. We back to work. And we back to work with a light in our heart, man. Like, I'm so happy to see you. I can see you. Say you can see me happy. I see you happy. Everybody's healthy. The family, like, things have hit a corner. And it's good. And that doesn't mean that we're not going to be challenged, because there's going to be more challenges. But I feel like the challenges that we're going to find ourselves walking into, I think because of the last 2 years of what we've both experienced, I feel like we're going to be better equipped to deal with those things. And so I feel blessed in that sense.
And just to everybody out there, man, go out, challenge yourself.
Keep going.
Make sure you tap in a sweetlife.co website. You can hit our page and subscribe on your favorite DSP, YouTube. Merch coming soon. New guests. And we'll tap back in with y'all soon. Peace.
Love.